Hey guys, it's Allison Creamer, and I am here at the Daily Grind with Kevin Warren and
Larry Rice.
Larry Rice. Kevin brought Larry today. Larry, what do you do?
I'm the production president for McLean Mortgage Corporation.
Uh-huh. So what does that mean?
Well, that means I'm in charge of all the loan officers and increasing production and volume at our company. And
sounds official.
Working with real estate agents and talking on their podcasts and all that kind of good stuff and coming down and doing PR.
So where is your home office?
Our main office is in McLean, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And we started about two and a half years ago. In September of 2008, we had 7 people. Today we have about 115 and 8 offices.
Very good.
Fastest growing private mortgage company in the United States.
Awesome. Well, I can tell you this. You picked up a great network of lenders because the team with Kevin Warren and his group and just outstanding ethics and values and just the way they carry themselves is, you know, obviously somebody that I will always do business with as long as I'm in real estate. So
you're certainly right with that. I had the pleasure of working with Kevin and all his group for many years at our old company together, and I'm certainly thrilled to have Kevin and everybody back.
Wow, thanks,
you know,
guys.
You know what? He just did a little dance. I wish y'all could have seen it.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, Kevin, we are in a crazy real estate market, and we've done a couple podcasts about the ups and downs, and we're finding that the properties on the market, I was just listening to more statistics through a program for certified distressed property experts, and they're expecting a lot more distressed homes, a lot more suppression of the prices, and with the banks not wanting to fix anything, there's going to be a lot more homes. Sorry, I know y'all are with the banks, but still.
No, we're not. That's an advantage to us. And non-bank.
There's a lot of homes that either, one, are in small homes in big neighborhoods that could profit or be able to get sold about the type of loan program we're going to talk about. And there's also a lot of homes that need what we would call everyday maintenance needed done, you know, deferred maintenance. You've got roofs and windows, heating and air systems, just things that you can't get a loan on, and the bank is not negotiating those repairs. And so what is a buyer supposed to do? And you wanted to talk today about the 203K rehab loans. Now, is Streamline, is that different than just a rehab, or is that all of the same?
Two different types of 203K loans. Streamline is just a smaller version of a 203K. A full 203K would be like pushing a house over and building a complete new one.
Uh-huh.
A Streamline is up to $35,000 in repairs. And you can do whatever you want to with
that. So a Streamline actually would still be the basic deferred maintenance that some of these homeowners have done, which would be the non-fun things.
Sure.
You know, they didn't get the roof fixed. The heating and air needs to be updated. And the windows need to be fixed. I mean, all that could be capped in 35 or less.
Sure, you can do all that. You could find a house from the 70s that you want to go in.
Now, wait a minute. My house was built in 68.
Okay.
It's pretty banging.
But, right, the inside is not from 68.
No, it's not.
So if you want to go in and put new carpet in, you want to put granite countertops, you want to put a jacuzzi tub in, you can do whatever you want with the money as long as the value is there for the house. The 203K is based off the end value.
So right, after when it's repair, complete,
right,
after the repair. So it's funny because a lot of people think 203K is building out the house, but this could be all the beautiful amenities that you're wanting, like you said, granite countertops,
sure,
a new bathroom, jacuzzi tubs. Let's see, what else could people put? Could they put a sun porch?
They could put sun porch, they could put entertainment, you know, big screen TVs with the sound systems throughout the
big
house.
Wait a minute, big screen TV.
Yeah, if you want to put like a TV in your wall.
Oh, like a
fixed
in, you know, where
right,
everybody's going really high tech and they're hiding all of this stuff.
Right. To the entertainment center where the speakers are in the walls.
Like
and
all the built-ins,
right,
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Are you seeing people really starting to understand these loans a little bit more? I mean, is
no.
No? And that's why we're doing the podcast,
sure,
right?
It's an underused program.
Cool. So how are we going to market this to people?
Right here.
Right here, right now.
They can call. The biggest thing that I've noticed is a lot of, I mean, you tell me, the agents see on listings that say cash or rehab only, and then they say skip it.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
They
we
say,
do.
We can't show you this property because you won't be able to get a loan. because you, it says right here,
cash or rehab only,
because you're not going to be able to get a loan.
Wow. 8 years of doing this, and all of a sudden a little light bulb went on.
All those houses that nobody else wants to go make an offer on,
and the bank's willing to almost give away, so it's going to meet value.
So it's available for you to go show and make a great deal for somebody, and then they can go and fix it and have a great house.
So, all right, we've got a little bit of loan criteria here. We're going to go through all the, you know, a little bit more of the nuts and bolts, but there is some requirements for the buyer. You want to tell me a little bit about the box that they have to fit in, and then there's a little bit of flexibility with some stuff, but they still have to have their down payment, right?
The down payment is required. It's the FHA loan. It's the base loan type. It's 3.5% of the acquisition plus repairs. So acquisition was $70,000 is what you're purchasing the house for, and you wanted to borrow $30,000 for repairs, the total amount would be $100,000, and down payment would be 3.5% or $3,500.
Gotcha. So is it like the end value? So it's still 3.5% of the total amount
value,
of money?
The end amount that you're planning
that you're
on
borrowing. Gotcha.
You have to put down 3.5% of that.
So it's not, okay, you find a house for 75, you put, you find a house for 70, you put 30 in it, so your purchase price is really $100,000, but it could be a $200,000 value.
Sure.
So you're not putting 3.5 on the value, you're putting 3.5 on the amount of money that you're borrowing to finish everything.
Yes.
Okay, well that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of properties out there that would qualify under this program.
Sure. And other people don't want to do it. Most people don't have $30,000, $35,000 in cash that they want to go. They just bought a house, first-time buyer, and they have $35,000 extra to throw at repairs. Most people don't have that, but this is a way to move into a house and create the house that you want.
Gotcha. So you had a note here. Another caveat is there are FHA-approved inspectors, and they're actually the right person to help you determine how much money you're going to need. I mean, you really want a qualified person, somebody who's going to really give you the right number, because the last thing you want is the expenses going out of whack, and then
sure,
you can't finish the project. So that's why they require you to use a certain kind of inspector.
Right. There are FHA-approved inspectors.
And did you know that there's a guy on our podcast that is one of those?
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. You guys need to look through the show notes. We actually have a relationship with somebody who is doing exactly that. They do home renovations. They do the energy efficiency mortgages, and I believe they are now getting certified to be an FHA-approved inspector.
So what you would do there is you would, instead of having a home inspection, you would send one of these guys out, and usually they'll
do... because you know the home inspector is going to come back...
Well, they'll do a two-part...
horrible.
They're going to do what a home inspector would do, and instead of paying a home inspector and then paying for this service, too, that's required for the loan, most of the inspectors will do a two-part process. They'll go out and charge you $300 or $400 to inspect the house and tell you how much it's going to cost to fix what, and also what has to be fixed for FHA.
Right.
Let's say this window's broken. You have to fix this window. I know you want to put carpet over here, but you have to fix this as well. They'll tell you what all that is, how much it costs, because most of them are contractors as well. They'll tell you how much it should cost. And then if you decide that it's still something you want to do, then they would do the second part, which is the FHA-required part, where they would do a work write-up for FHA so they can look at it, and the underwriter will see that that's really what it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
So in the initial, after you write the contract, all you're going to be in it to find out how much it is the same as it would cost for a regular home inspection.
Exactly. That's actually a pretty good deal. And, you know, I do meet a lot of buyers who are like, oh, we want something that we can fix up. Well, guess what? I got a program for you.
Sure. And you don't even have to have all the money.
Oh, that's better.
You can use my money.
I can use your money?
Yeah.
You going to buy a house, Kevin?
No, I'm going to give you $35,000.
I like the sound of that. Too bad I can't buy that car with $35,000. But, all right,
true.
Let's go back to the podcast.
That's true.
But you do have a note here that is really important. Buyers, this is not for a house that is completely falling apart, structural. These are for cosmetic and... I guess, like I said, deferred maintenance. We're not talking about beams, floor joists where the house is leaning, the brick is falling off, the fascia. I mean, we're not looking like structure.
For the streamline, that's
right,
the way
for the streamline.
You can't add bedrooms, bathrooms. You can't change load-bearing walls.
This is to make the house pretty.
Right. It's pretty. You can still fix. You can fix the roof that needs to be repaired. You just couldn't change the roof. You couldn't add dormers or things
right,
like that.
Right. Right. The structural integrity of the home is not
right.
What we're looking at. We're looking at amenities and upgrades, which is what most people want anyways. But we'll do another episode about the actual regular 203K. So if you're interested in knowing how you can add a room or add a garage or add, not a garage, but, I guess you could add a garage.
You can do whatever. You can push the whole house over and build a whole new
The structural integrity. But this is the streamline. So let's see. What else do you have here?
You can do the repairs after closing. So you would buy the house before it's repaired, close on the house, you buy it from the seller. It's all done. You don't have to worry about fixing everything before closing. And the seller is out in a way, so that's appealing to them because you have a 45-day closing. And they're out. They don't have to wait for the repairs to be done or finance the repairs and then hope that you'll
pay for
them.
Yeah, because a lot of times you can't get the home closed until everything's done.
True.
So the buyer gets to find a house, qualify for a 203K streamline. They do a home inspection. If they want to move forward, they go back and do a more in-depth catalog of all the things that needs to be done.
Right.
No structural integrity issues, but these are, we like to say, make them pretty. Let's see, you get to buy your home and you have up to 6 months to get these repairs taken care of.
Right.
So the seller's done, the agents are done, and now everybody just gets to work with you again.
That's right. That's it. The other thing is you have to have a Class A or Class B contractor. You can't just say, I'm going to do the work myself, unless you are a Class A or Class B contractor. If you're a contractor, you can do the work yourself. Otherwise, you have to have a contractor do the work.
But one other big question. These are for owner-occupied properties, or are these for investors?
It's only for owner-occupied.
Okay, you guys, make sure that you hear this. This is for owner-occupied properties, not investment properties. So I can buy a house that is ugly, and I can get $35,000 to make it pretty.
Sure.
As long as it appraises for the end price.
Sure. And also, if at the beginning it says, it's going to take $30,000 to do the repairs, and it comes out that it only costs $25,000, you're only going to borrow that $25,000. You're not going to have to take the extra, or you're not going to get the extra.
Right. You're not required to take the full amount.
You only borrow what you're taking. And also, let's say that it's going to take 3 months to do the repairs or construction that you're doing at the house. After you close, most of the time you would close and your payments start to begin to be due.
Right.
With this program, you can pay your payments for those first 6 months while construction is being completed with the money. Part of the $35,000.
Oh, I see.
So instead of making your rent payment while you're waiting for your house to be finished and making your new mortgage payment, you would just make your rent payment and the mortgage payment would be paid out of that $35,000.
Whoa. That's a lot of information.
It's a great program. It's just, a lot of people don't know it.
A lot of agents probably don't know it.
That's,
I mean, I didn't know, and I've been doing this since 2002, that was an option. How long has this program been around?
A long time.
A long time. So it's basically a very underused product.
Absolutely.
I think President Bush put it into...
The first Bush or the second Bush?
I think it was the...
If anybody knows, rate, tell us, comment on it, because we're curious.
It was George Washington.
Yeah, it was George Washington. Washington put this into effect. Well, okay, we're going to recap just to make sure everybody knows. And really, if you're really curious about the total product, you really need to call Kevin because he's going to be able to really go through it and find detail. But the basic overall is, yes, this is a product. It does sound like it's too good to be true. But if you qualify for an FHA loan and you find a home that is not basically falling apart, it needs all the pretty cosmetic upgrades. You think it's a lovely structure, but you just don't like the carpet. You don't like the cabinets. The roof needs to be replaced. The bathrooms need to be updated. But the structure works. The neighborhood works. The commute to your home work or to your job works. A streamlined rehab loan is the loan that they need to ask you about.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Kevin, where's your office now?
We're still in Chesapeake waiting to be, we're going to be moving to Virginia Beach as soon as the build-out is completed.
So right now you're in the Greenbrier area.
Yes, ma'am.
But your application, a lot of your stuff can be done online, right?
It can be.
Okay.
I like to talk to people, though.
Ah,
they can do applications online and anytime. But I'm like, they can do that 24/7. You can call me like 23/7.
23/7. You only sleep 1 hour.
Yeah, I might be asleep when you call me if it's after 2 in the morning. So.
Well, agents, I really hope, I'm sure that there are agents that listen to this podcast. I really hope that you give your client the information about a 203K streamline. Kevin Warren at McLean Mortgage will definitely be able to kind of run your client through that to make sure that they fully understand it, that you understand it, and maybe you can get some of these, we'll get the We Buy Ugly Houses people and ask for their inventory because, you know, they're the ones with the ugly homes.
That's true. So,
anything else you want to say? Cut you off guard now.
Yeah, no, it was nice today.
It's nice today. All right, guys, that's it for today. And again, just contact Kevin if you want more information.